This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jamie is here. It's her regular appearance. Let's talk about the Olympics. Starts.
Well, that's, I think this might be my last time to talk to you before I go.
I know.
Oh, no. Wait, I do have next week. Never mind. I leave Wednesday, week from Wednesday.
Okay. Okay, good. That's where I was going. So it starts February 4th. You have your passport. You're ready to go next Wednesday. How are you getting there? L.A. to where?
Chad, it has been such a complicated process. So originally we were going to take an airline that would take us through Hong Kong, but now they've suspended flights to Hong Kong. So we had to book two other flights, one of which going through Paris, the other going through Switzerland. So at this point, at this hour, at this minute today, I am currently leaving Wednesday, January 26th. I'm flying to Paris, spending the night, and then getting on a flight to Beijing, China the next morning.
Can I offer one suggestion?
Since you
have to be isolated and you have to report on this, just stay in Paris. Go to the bureau right there. Do it. Nobody will know the difference. Do the green screen.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. My producer and I were like, okay, how can we get some escargot, some cheese, some baguette? Like, do we sneak in? Do we have someone sneak it to us? And now there's like all these health declaration forms. We can't leave the hotel. So I'm just hoping that the Sheraton in Paris has, you know, a little decent baguette and cheese.
That would be so great if you did the whole thing from Paris. And then all of a sudden we saw cafes. Wait a second. Man, that tower in Beijing looks just like the Eiffel Tower. What is going on?
Doing that from Japan, right? The Tokyo Tower and the Eiffel Tower.
But, that's true. Yeah. Okay, so now Omicron has popped up. They now have three cases. It's kind of crazy that we're talking about Beijing with three cases compared to the, you know, hundreds of thousands we're talking about here in our country. So they're going on further lockdown. Just talk about the further lockdown that's taking place in Beijing.
Well, what you're describing is accurate. I mean, a couple cases will shut down a city of 20 million people. So I think that's the concerning part, right, is that we're going to all be in this closed loop circle. Supposedly, we'll be able to kind of intermix and travel between one another's hotels and things, which is different than when we were in Tokyo. But I think a lot of us are nervous. I mean, you see how the Chinese are reacting to just two or three different cases. We're supposed to test every single day. You know, the more you test, according to a number of doctors I've talked to, the number of chances you get for false positives as well. So, you know, if you're there a week with Omicron surging, it's like it's usually a 36-hour to 48-hour incubation period. So you would think after a week, like, okay, I'm probably all right moving about this closed loop they've set up. But then what happens if you get a false positive? I mean, whole thing, to be honest, has been a little anxiety-inducing. So doing the best I can. taking deep breaths, doing some journaling, talking to my therapist, and just trying to, you know, hope it's all okay.
Have you thought about going to CBS or bringing your therapist with you to Beijing?
She has no desire to go. I did joke and ask her, but she will be readily available by phone. We have figured out a couple times a day that might be convenient for the two of us to exchange some messages. So I'm on board with that. She's on board with that. So we're there together.
Okay, you know I don't want this to happen. But if you test positive over there.
Don't even say it. Nope. La, la, la. La, la, la. I'm not taking on the energy. I'm just not.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
Not going to happen.
Because I'm sure I can't even imagine the protocols. Okay. Your phone. We had this debate about a month ago. I read another story today where countries are telling their athletes, bring a burner phone. Don't
we bring... we're bringing burner phones. I'm not bringing my personal phone. So, you know, I will, I'll be in contact with you and your lovely producer, as to where to find me and how to find me, but I am not bringing, my phones. We are getting burners.
Good. No, I am with you 100% on that. There are too many reasons to not bring it. I'm sorry. The Chinese government has a long history of this, and there is no reason to trifle with it. There's no reason to downplay it. You can still do everything. Okay, so how many phone numbers are you going to try to download on this burner phone? And I better be one of them, okay? I need to be in the top 37 phone numbers that you put down. That's a reasonable number. Top 37 numbers. I need to be one of them.
You know, I mean, do you want to be one of them?
Oh, that's a good question. Put
like,
Cook
really?
Down. That's a better idea. Put Cook down.
I think you need to reevaluate that a little.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
My mom's
Dan, do you
want
to be listed?
Been to China. Yeah. So they've got files on them already. So those two are going in.
I, for one, welcome our new Chinese spy overlords.
Okay. We'll see.
Okay, so January 26th, you get there then on the 28th, right?
Mm-hmm. I really land. I think it's either the night of the 28th or the morning of the 29th. But I have to look at the time change.
Remind me the time difference.
Well, 16 hours ahead from Los Angeles. So, what is that from Minnesota? I can't do math.
And it would be,
would
18.
That be 14 hours ahead?
I'm guessing it's 18,
or do we go the other way?
Right, Dan?
Yeah.
Wouldn't we go the other way, I would think.
Or do we go the other way? I don't know.
I don't know. How many people?
I can't
many
do math.
People,
I'm terrible at that stuff.
Yeah. How many people? Now, when are you sleeping? Okay, have you figured out when you can sleep with the strange hours?
It'll be similar to Japan. So I think if I figured it out yesterday, I think I'll have to get up at 4:30 a.m. local time to do the evening show, CBS Evening News. And then, you know, during the day there, what we did last time is we'd go back, we'd have a little breakfast, and then try to gather interviews for whatever we needed to do for the morning show, which would then air that night, which I think is like 8 and 9 p.m. So I'll probably get a nap sometime during the day after, you know, we do our work and then go do my live shots and then come back and probably just try to go to bed at like 10:30 and then wake up at 4:30.
Well, that's not that out of the ordinary from what you do now, right?
It's not. It's the funny thing is it's just the shows are completely opposite, right? So it's for the evening show in the morning and then for the morning show in the evening. And the only thing that gets tricky with that, right, is that because I'm on the opposite time, the evening show, it's almost like I have to be thinking about the evening show the full day before. Does that make sense?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
You know, because the producers then, when I go to sleep, they're up having to put together the piece for me to then do in the morning, which is rather odd. The other thing that plays into that is that there's all these different, you know, rights and clearances because CBS isn't a rights holder of the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what
correct.
We can use, what video we can use. So you're having to almost pre-plan a full 24 hours ahead of anything airing on the CBS Evening News, which is weird. In my world, it's the opposite.
Just do like artist renderings. Do like your own drawing on a
court sketch. Yes.
Oh, no one wants that. No one wants that.
Just do that.
Beijing is 14 hours ahead of Minneapolis, by the way. So.
14. Okay,
so
Jamie's
the other way.
Yeah, was the other way. So they also announced this week, no fans. So no, we already knew nobody could fly in. Now it's no fans outside of those selected by the Chinese Olympic Committee and the Chinese government. So I'm assuming there'll be a lot of folks protesting, you know, really, really strongly against. Will you be allowed to leave the hotel or the working locations at all?
Yeah. My understanding is, and this is my understanding today, and when I tell you that things have changed every single day, things have literally changed every single day. So my understanding at this point is that there are select hotels that are distinct for the media. We can move within those hotels. So like if I want to go have dinner with Steve Patterson from NBC, I can go to his hotel. He can come to mine.
Interesting. Jot that down, Dan. Go, Steve Patterson.
He's a friend of a friend. He's one of the people going, first of all, and also anxious about going. So we've had some discussions out here. We are allowed to go to our workspace. We're allowed to go to our live shot location, both of which have been determined to be in the closed circuit loop by the Chinese government. And we are allowed to go to sporting venues as long as we get pre-approval to enter the stadiums and have a negative COVID test each day.
That's a lot.
But, like, I don't think I'm going to go see the Great Wall of China. I mean, there's, like, stuff like that on a normal assignment I'd be able to jump in a car and, you know, go check that out. Yeah. I do that, and I'm in 2 weeks of quarantine. So
we'll talk next week. I'll be curious how many of these things, protocols, requirements
have changed.
Because you know, plenty have. I mean, you've been telling us that throughout. Things will change.
I am about to go get another COVID test. So let's pray that I pass this one. I will then have had, let's see, by the time I talk to you next Tuesday, I'll have had like four others. So let's just see if I get through that.
Yeah. All right. Just basically stay in your bedroom is what I'm saying. Don't even go to the kitchen.
I'm going to be gone a month, Chad. It's like I'd like to see other humans before I leave. But since apparently everyone in Los Angeles also has COVID right now, that doesn't really seem feasible.
Oh, jeez. All right. Hang in there. Namaste. Namaste.
Goodbye.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Jamie, love to her as always. It's fabulous having her on the show. It is 1:52 on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Among our guests next hour, Congressman Pete Stauber. Congressman Stauber was mentioned for months as a Republican candidate to pursue the nomination to oppose Tim Walz. He said no to that, but he's saying yes to running for his congressional district. He has won two times before, and he will join us. If you have a particular question or comment you would like for me to raise to the congressman, and a respectful, no matter the party, we're gonna try this thing called common decency and respect, no matter if you agree or disagree with the upcoming guest. If you want to pass one along, I will look at all of them. 651-461-9226. CBS and Adam Carter. Coming up next on WCCO. Yes, I'm tap dancing for one more second.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.